So you might very well get to see the New River String Band somewhere down the road. Jerry Childress over there on the end is the bass man. He's got the big fiddle over there. Doug Armstrong is standing there in the middle. Right next to him is the best-looking member of the group, of course, Sharon McGinnis. And who am I leaving out? Bob Harper on the banjo. And when they were coming in this afternoon, they drove their bus down the road and they passed a hitchhiker out on the road, and he had one of those cloth suitcases in one hand and a mandolin in the other hand. And the poor guy, he had a big sign that says, "We'll work for food." And they picked that man up, and that was Bob Cogut. Yeah. And they have promised him a sandwich as soon as this is over. So you can bet he's going to be picking some hot licks here. You guys let me know where you are on your sound check, and you getting there? We all want to make sure we can hear these guys and ladies because they are superlative musicians.
So I can hear what you're doing while you're singing.
Even the hitchhiker's pretty darn good.
Check, check, check. Test 1, 2. Test 1, 2.
Everybody,
check, check.
Everybody on the air? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get together with a real White Springs welcome for from Daytona Beach and points elsewhere, the New River String Band.
Oh, the people would come from far away to dance all night till the break of day. When the caller would holler, "Do-si-do," they knew Uncle Pim was ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, Uncle Pim played a fiddle old how it ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Oh, they played an old tune called Soldier's Joy, and they played one called the Boston Boy. First of all was Jenny Lee to me, that's where the fiddle begin. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Pam played a fiddle, old how it ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Well, I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Pam was called away. Well, he hung up his fiddle, hung up his bow, and they knew it was time for him to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on a hill and above the town, Uncle Pam played a fiddle, old how it ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Thank you.
you.
Is this on?
How would you like to be on?
Someone is through with you. My heart is sad and lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Now don't want you to cry cause I'm leaving. Don't want you to cry cause you're blue. Only your thoughts make me lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome too. How would you like to be lonesome when someone is through with you? My heart is sad and lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome too. So untrue. I know what it means to be lonesome. I wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome too. How would you like to be lonesome when someone is through with you? My heart is sad and lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder. Farewell to you. I'll be so lonesome without you. Will you be lonesome too? Will you be lonesome too? How would you like to be lonesome when someone is through with you? My heart is sad and lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome. How would you like to be lonesome when someone is through with you? My heart is sad and lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome too.
Next one, another Ronnie Bowman tune called Cold Virginia Night.
When I first met her, it was a sunny springtime morn. Our love grew like flowers on the mountain. And it felt like then our love would never end. Till that cold Virginia night when Jenny left me. It was full moon on a cold Virginia night. When Jenny left me, I could not believe. Her frostbitten heart would tear my whole world apart. It was a cold Virginia night when Jenny left me. Our love changed with the seasons. It got hot like summer wind, and it blew me away into the autumn. And like the leaves that fell, our love shot to hell on that cold Virginia night when Jenny left me. It was full moon on a cold Virginia night when Jenny left me. I could not believe her frostbitten heart would tear my whole world apart. It was cold Virginia night when Jenny left me. It was full moon on a cold Virginia night when Jenny left me. I could not believe her frostbitten heart would tear my whole world apart. It was a cold Virginia night when Jenny left me. Her frostbitten heart would tear my whole world apart. It was a cold Virginia night when Jenny left me.
Thank you.
This next one's a tune by the Whites called The Pipeliner Blues.
as I would walk from Dallas clear into Wichita Falls. That's in Texas. But if I could see my baby, that would be no walk at all. Take it from is Wichita Falls, Texas, a little back east, closer to the Louisiana way.
That's
true. Next one's called J'aime le son d'une tune Cajun joué au violon.
Call it Pachou. So.
Translated Cajun French, that's I love the sound of a Cajun fiddle tune. South Louisiana, where the black water flows, the Terrebonne Bayou, south the Thibodeau, with the home of the rhythm and the song on the bow of a Cajun fiddle in tune. When I hear that sound of a Cajun fiddle, my heart starts to bumping and my body sways. And I'm dancing with my baby in a Cajun fiddle play, and we'll dance by the light of the Louisiana moon, me and my Sharon B. Song d'une tune Cajun joué au violon. Saturday night when the sun goes down in a sleepy little backwater bayou town. Les Bonhommes and Belgian fee gather round to hear a Cajun fiddler play. Spirits are high, blood starts pumping when you get out the fiddle and he's rousing up the bow. The raptors ring the dance halls are jumping down in the bayou. And we'll dance by the light of the Louisiana moon. Me and my sheriff, me, oh, to a Cajun fiddle in tune. Down on the bayou. J'aime le son d'une tune Cajun joué au violon. Sick in a lonesome bed. Sick. wicked lonesome bed. There's no one to ease my aching head. I'm sick in a lonesome bed. Gonna lay down my old guitar. Lay down my old guitar. I wish I could tie it to my side and take it along with me. There's no one to cry for me. No one to cry for me. I've drifted so far away. Can't you see? There's no one to cry for me. Gonna lay down my old guitar. Lay down my old guitar. I wish I could tie it to goodbye. Telling this world goodbye. I'm telling this world and my sweet little girl. I'm telling them all goodbye. Gonna lay down my old guitar. Lay down my old guitar. I wish I could tie it to my side.
Got time for just one more short one. This last one's called Broken Hearted Lover. We're the New River String Band from Daytona Beach. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be over on the main stage at 5:50. You can catch us over there. Now have a nice weekend.
Can I be feeling happy when you don't love me anymore? Take all your love and take your kisses, for you've made my heart so sore. I'd rather swim across the ocean without the help of God or man. Lover, when I have done the best that I can.
swim across the ocean without the help of God or man. Let me a broken-hearted lover when I have done the best that I can. Yes, I could listen for a whistle, and when you hear that lonesome moan, you'll know by the whistle of that freight train your broken-hearted lover's gone. I'd rather swim across the ocean without the help of God or man.
Thank you very much.
New River String Band, are they great or what? Give them another hand. They're from Daytona Beach, and I think are a real fine bluegrass band. And now we've got a real treat for you, the Makeley family. And incidentally, we, as you can see, we do have the medics here. Seems like this is the day for everything to go wrong that can go wrong. But we're going to let the Makeleys sing and yodel for you. There's six of them today, is that correct? Yeah, six? Five and a half, we'll say it that way. They've been performing together for 25 years. That doesn't seem possible. They look much too young for that. Mom Makeley told me today that she has 15 grandchildren and five great-grandchildren, and that she's teaching all of them to yodel, too. So this is a real yodeling family. They're from Jacksonville. And one of them told me something real interesting. They said this is the second time that they've opened for David Holt. As you know, he's coming up here next. And they said a couple years ago they got to open for him. Where was that?
The Lyric Theater.
The Lyric Theater in Sarasota. And Stewart. I knew it started with an S. We'll let them introduce themselves. I have to tell you, I was never that crazy about yodeling. And then I heard these gals do their harmony yodeling and was just knocked off my feet, and I learned to do it too. And I can't come near to it. I think that the rumor going around that they've all had surgery on their vocal cords is true.
No.
Either that or it's a genetic thing. I'm not sure which. Are we about ready here? Okay, we're ready. Make them welcome, the Makeleys.
Sorry.
This is a little bit low.
Well, he was bringing everything down for the rest of it.
Yeah. I say a little bit higher. I know. Okay, not too high. Okay.
Almost ready, I should say.
Almost ready.
All set? Okay, the Makeleys.
Hi. We are going to yodel, but we don't yodel with our first song because we need to warm up our vocal cords first. Our first song is always for the one who gave us voices to sing and fingers to pick and ears to hear the music. And this is a song that my mother wrote called The Man from Galilee.
Jesus is the man from Galilee. He filled my heart. with love and set me free. And Jesus is the way to happiness. His loving power stands up to every test. And Jesus holds the keys to the kingdom. To enter in, just believe. Just come as little children. There's welcome here for all who hear my word. God's Spirit fills my soul and strengthens me. He dried my tear-filled eyes, and now I see. His glory shines throughout the darkest night. With Jesus, everything can turn out right. Amazing grace, at last I know your meaning. Such simple words to mean so much. Jesus sends this grace to all who seek Him. You too can meet this man from Galilee.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was one that my mother wrote, and at the end of our set, we're going to do one that Bettina wrote, and we actually have a third-generation songwriter in the family, and we're going to bring up Bettina's daughter, Sarah, now, who wrote this song when she was 11 years old.
This song's called You Must Be an Angel.
You must be an angel, high above, the man that all my life I have been dreaming of. You must be an angel. You must be an angel. With your inner beauty, I'm so much in love. The love that I have always been thinking of. You must be an angel. You must be an angel. I know you are an angel sent from high above. The man that all my life I have been dreaming of. You must be an angel. You must be an angel. You must be an angel. I know you are an angel.
Thank you, Sarah.
I need to ask a question about how this sounds because I am not hearing Natalie on hers, and I don't know if anybody else is or not. Did that was
good. I'm hearing all right.
Are you getting the balance out there? Volume.
We're going to start yodeling now.
Is that it? It's
that song we relearned this year. We have a song that we used to do all wrong, and somebody finally told us we really ought to learn how to do it right, so we decided to do that this year. So we've restored this song, and we're actually going to try and remember all the words in all the right places. It's called Moonlight Swiss Chalet.
High upon a mountain, by a mountain stream, there lives my sweetheart, there lives my golden dream.
chalet. Roll along, oh silvery moon, roll along on high, while I sing my yodeling or Swiss moonlight lullaby.
Lullaby for you. You can all just take a nap if you like. I really like this one because it's a duet and I'm not in it. This is Bettina and my mother. No, you can't take a nap and you can't take a nap, but we can go to sleep. Swiss Lullaby.
When he sings lullaby, I lullaby in Swiss means I love you.
All of the people, we're going for the cattle.
Oh.
This is cattle call.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
spurs are jingling, this cowboy is singing his lonesome cattle call.
Yodeler with us for years, and when an apprentice has finished her apprenticeship and is ready to go out on her own, she'll work on a piece that's very special called her journeyman's piece, which means she has learned everything that we can teach her and added something of her own, and we think she's really done that with this. This is her solo. Her mom's going to accompany her on the guitar, and it's Chime Bells.
Get a good mic.
Oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady. Chime bells are ringing, oh, lady. Mock him are singing, oh, lady. Sleep, my little lover, oh, lady. Up on a summer's eve, oh, lady, oh, lady, oh, lady. Up in the mountains, so happy and free, there lives a boy and he's waiting for me. Out on the lake, we'll drift with the tide and hear those chime bells ring. Chime bells are ringing, yodel-o-dee, mockingbird singing, a-lay-ay-ay-dee. Sleep, my little lover, yodel-o-dee, up on a summer's eve. You're a lady, you're a lady, you're a lady. You're a lady, you're a lady. I did a lady, you're a lady. I did a lady. You're a lady, you're a lady. You're a lady, you're a lady. You're a lady, you're a lady. Moonbeams were shining as I kissed him there. Nightbirds are singing, cologne filled the air. Each little star just twinkled with glee while heaven smiled on me. Chime bells are ringing, yodel-o-dee. Mockingbirds singing, a-lay-ay-ay-dee. Sleep, my little lover, yodel-o-dee. Up on a summer's eve, yodel-lady-o, yodel-lady-o.
Thank you.
I don't know if we can follow that, but we're going to try. And we know there are some people out there who have actually been listening to us for a lot of years. We got our families out there, and they always come. And we have always closed with the same two pieces. And we're not going to do that this time. We are going to do them, but we've got something else saved for afterwards. So we want our families to know they're not supposed to get up and leave or anything, because we have this other song coming after. But these two that we do now, we've done ever since the act was a trio, and that was my mother and Bettina and myself, because Gail had moved away and was living far away, and she wasn't with us then. And we kind of perfected this as a three-part thing. And then it didn't seem right to be ending our show with something that only included, like, three-fifths of the group, so we've got something else worked out to finish with, but we're going to do this one now, which is really two, but it's a little short lullaby that might put you to sleep. We've been doing an awful lot of lullabies here today. It must be the heat. Yeah. But then we'll do He Taught Me to Yodel, which will wake you back up. Are we ready? Okay.
Sleep, baby,
Thank you.
Okay, we're ready to wrap it up now. And we have a song that has become a favorite of ours since Bettina wrote it. We introduced it last year, but we've worked on it a little since then. And she wrote it about this place and this experience, and it's called White Springs Yodel.
Beneath the tower, under the Florida sky, we come together for some family harmony.
Bring your musical souls.
They will feel our hearts from Georgia to the Keys.
Adi-da-lay.
After that, I definitely think the rumor that they've all had surgery on their vocal cords is true. No human being that I've ever met can sing that high. That was the Makeley family from Jacksonville. Give them another hand. How many of you saw David Holt last night down at the amphitheater? Yeah. Well, those of you that missed him, you get to hear him again today. You can hear him for the first time today. And those of you that saw him last night, you get a real treat. I was just talking with him a minute ago, and he told me he's got two recordings that have just been nominated for Grammys. One is a storytelling album called Why the Dog Chases the Cat, and the other is called Grandfather's Greatest Hits. And on that one, he had Doc Watson and Chet Atkins accompanying him. And he said he's going to do some songs off the album today and some stories. With David today is his son, Zeb, who's going to be playing a bass, I believe. And also Florida's own Bob Cogut, who I don't think there's an instrument around that Bob doesn't play. I certainly haven't seen him stumped on anything yet. I sure hope that they're going to do some of the stuff they did last night. That little workshop in the ham bone was something else. I was sitting there in the audience trying to figure out how he was doing that. And all I came up with were bruises. But it sure sounded good when he was doing it. He's got quite the interesting instrument collection with him. I've got a bunch of old instruments at home, and see a banjo and an old national guitar, it looks like, and a neat little acoustic guitar. And we're going to hear some storytelling. Ready in just a minute. Are you going to be doing that clog dancing while you're playing again? Yeah. I have enough trouble getting my hands to do what I want them to do. Never mind trying to dance and sing at the same time. We're setting up here. Okay. How many of you stayed for Doc Watson last night? Yeah. That was something else. I think that was one of the best headliners I've ever seen at the Florida Folk Festival here, and I've been coming here a few years now. Okay. We're waiting on the sound man yet. What else? Make sure you go back and check out the Friends of Florida Folk booth before you leave tonight, and they shut down. That way, if there's anybody you want to take home with you, you can get a tape. That's easier than trying to fit a bunch of musicians and their instruments into your car. Most of us have about half a dozen or so. We're all set? We're set. David Holt.
Test, here we go. All right, there we go. Let's just test all the mics so we don't have to do that whole thing in the middle of the song. Testing, test, test, test. Here's the banjo mic. Bob?
No monitors.
How about that bass? How about your vocal mic there, Zeb?
Test, 1, 2. Test, test, test.
No monitors.
You don't want
one? We don't have any.
We could take more monitors. This is my son, Zeb. He's 19. And we're playing. We've been actually on a little tour. We were up in Seattle right before this and went to the rainforest for a few days. That was really, really something. And so we flew here directly from Seattle, which is, of course, is totally wet, and your skin is wet all the time, and then we're coming here into the humidity, and I tell you, we're getting fried. Sort of like stepping into a sauna bath. This is my good friend Bob Cogut, wonderful musician that most of you know. Well, that Sleep Baby Sleep put me in the mind of this old song. You see, Sleep Baby Sleep was Jimmy Rogers' first song he recorded when he went to Bristol from Asheville, North Carolina, where we live. He went in 1927 and recorded that song, and it was a moderate hit. And from that, they decided, well, gosh, this guy maybe could do something. He ended up being the father of modern country music. But it took a while before they had a first million seller, and it was this one right here. Anybody know what it was? The first million seller, you want to guess? Country music? A good guess, but that was a little bit later. No, this is by an opera singer named Vernon Dalhart, who was out of work and decided he would record this old tune. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, they gave him his orders in Monroe, Virginia, saying, Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her in dispenser on time. Well, he turned and he said to his old greasy fireman, shovel in a little more coal. 'Cause when we reach that white oak mountain, you can see old 97 roll. Let it roll there, Bob. It's a mighty rough road from Lynchburg to Danville on a line with a 3-mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes. You should see what a jump he made. Well, he was going down the grade, making 90 miles an hour when the whistle broke into a scream. He was found in the wreck with his hand on the throttle. He was scalded to death by the steam. We'll be right back.
friends and loved ones, they may leave you and never return. Thank you. Well, I know we have a lot of folks that play instruments here, and I moved to North Carolina to learn the clawhammer banjo. I fell in love with the sound of this instrument, and I wanted to learn. I learned from a lot of the old-timers that live around Asheville. One old fellow I learned from was a fellow named Omer Forrester from Clarksville, Tennessee. Now, Omer was 93 when I met him, and he would win every single contest. He was so good. He wore his banjo like this, and he'd be leaning over like this. And he'd just get up there, bam, he'd just lay into it. It was incredible. I was standing in line in the contest, standing behind Omer and his wife, who always sort of helped him up to the stage. And she said, "Omer, I'm so proud of you." He said, "What's that, honey?" She said, "Omer, I'm so proud of you." He said, "Oh, it's all right. I'm tired of you, too." Dear. Putting some jokes between the fiddle tunes for my friend Chuck Larkin over here, because he may not like banjo, but I know he likes the jokes. So this old encyclopedia salesman was coming through the mountains in Asheville, North Carolina, and he was back in pretty much the backwoods there. It was in the 20s, and he had an old Model A Ford, and he saw an old house there. It was raining. There were no motels or hotels, of course, so he stopped and he asked the old farmer there if he could spend the night. Just an old man by himself. And he said, "Sure, come on in. Stay a week with us." He went in. They sat down by the fire. And, well, they talked about the weather and farming. And pretty soon, there wasn't anything to say. So the encyclopedia salesman said, "Well, now, sir, do you ever make a wager?" He said, "Yeah, I take a bet sometimes." He said, "Well, good. Let's just play a little game. Here's the way it'll work. You ask me a question. If I can't answer it, I'll pay you a dollar. And then I'll ask you a question, and since you didn't go to college, and I have, and I sell encyclopedias, and know a lot more than you do, you just have to pay me 50 cents. The old man said, "All right." Salesman said, "Okay, you go first." Old man said, "All right, now, what has 5,000 legs, flies, but can't swim?" Salesman said, "Whoa, 5,000 legs, flies, but can't swim. I don't know. Here's your dollar. What is it?" "Darned if I know. Here's your 50 cents.
So much.
I'd just like to tell you a little about my influences. Of course, the folk is very big to me. My dad's been playing it as long as I can remember, but I've also been influenced by lots of different stuff. Lately, I've gotten into a lot of old jazz and some funk from the 70s, and that's the stuff that's my driving force right now. And we're going to play this song off the new record, I Got a Bullfrog, called Yes, Papa, Yes.
We've got a little part for you. I'm going to ask you a question, and every time you answer back, yes, Papa, yes, real rhythmically. This is a song I put together for the oldest lady in the world that I told you about last night, Susie Brunson, who told me that she never did anything but work. She couldn't go to school. Maybe they would have a dance. And this was the only instrument they had to dance to. So, here it is. Here's about all the work she had to do. Now, come on, kids, and gather round.
Yes, Papa, yes.
When your chores are done, we'll go to town.
Yes, Papa, yes.
Well, did you put out the cat and feed the dog?
Yes, Papa, yes.
Did you feed the chickens and slop the hog?
Yes, Papa, yes.
Did you help old Blue find her pup?
Yes, Papa, yes.
Did you chop the wood and stack it up?
Yes, Papa, yes.
Did you give the horses all the oats?
Yes, Papa, yes.
Did you give the cans to the billy goats?
Yes, Papa, yes.
Well, I see you've got the work all done.
Yes, Papa, yes.
Let's go to town and have some fun.
Yes, Papa, yes.
We'll take down the fiddle and rise the boat.
Yes, Papa, yes.
We'll fiddle a little tune called Cotton Eye Joe.
Yes, Papa, yes.
Well, you know your papa loves you, kid.
Yes, Papa, yes.
You're the finest young'uns ever lived.
Yes, Papa, yes.
So jump in the truck, we'll see if she'll start.
Yes, Papa, yes.
We'll ride to the rhythm of the old French harp.
Yes, Papa, yes.
Telling you about that record, Reel and Rock, that I did with Doc in 86, actually. It was the last project that Merle ever played on, too. And this is a Carter Family off that Carter Family song off that recording. If you know it, you're welcome to sing along. To me, it's one of their most beautiful songs, an old tune called The Dixie Darling. Where the honeysuckle are entwined, oh, that's where the southern winds are blowing, that's where the daisy's growing. The girls up the north have been good to me, but there's just one girl that I want to see. Singing a song with my Dixie darling is where I long to be. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silvery moon with my banjo right in tune. I love no one but you. My heart's forever true. My Dixie darling, my Dixie queen. See my girl in old Caroline. Drink my booze and do as I please. For all those girls I long to squeeze. Dreaming about my Dixie darling, that's where I long to be going. Down where the sweet love's flowing with my Dixie queen. My Dixie darling, listen to the song I sing beneath the silver moon with my banjo right in tune. I love no one but you. My
My heart's forever true, my Dixie darling, my Dixie queen.
I was going to say something about that.
Well,
I'm just a side man.
I'm going to do a song about The Cat Came Back. This is another one off the I Got a Bullfrog tape, and this song is interesting to me because I had one of our columnists in the paper publish one of my letters. I just wrote him a letter and asked him if he would ask the people of Asheville in that area to let me know if they knew any old versions of The Cat Came Back. I got 9 different versions of this tune. This is a very common old tune. In fact, one of the very first ones that were on the old Cylinder recording, so it's been around a long time. Old Mr. Johnson had troubles of his own. Had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave his home. He gave him to a preacher who was going out west. Said try to lose him, said he'd do his best. But the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back, he couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back. The very next day, you folks look pretty well stunned out there by the heat. So why don't you sing along here? If you just sing the cat came back part, we will put in what goes in between. Here we go. Oh, the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back, he couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back the very next day. Well, he gave him to a man going up in a balloon. Said, take him up to the man in the moon. Balloon and busted, and everybody said about 90 miles away they picked the man up dead. But the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back, he couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back the very next day. Oh, well, the man around the corner swore he'd kill the cat on sight. He loaded up his gun with nails and dynamite. He waited and he waited for the cat to come around. But 97 pieces of the man was all they found. But the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back, he couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back the very next day. Saw him coming round the bend. He said, here, kitty, kitty, you're coming home again. The reason that the cat just couldn't stay away, there were 7 little kittens sleeping in the hay. That's why the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back, he couldn't stay away. Oh, the cat came back, thought he was a goner. Yes, the cat came back the very next day.
Since we are on the Stephen Foster Memorial Grounds here, we're going to do a little Stephen Foster piece now called The Glendy Burke that he wrote back in the 1850s.
Oh, the Glendy Burke was a mighty fast ship, a mighty fast captain too. He keeps his eyes on the hurricane deck and he keeps his eyes on the crew. Oh, well, I can't stay here cause the work's too hard. Have to leave this town. I'll take my duds and tote them on my back when the Glendy Burke comes down. And it's oh, for Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and tote them on my back when the Glendy Burke comes down.
Why don't you try to learn this chorus? Because it's a pretty unusual Stephen Foster song. It's easy to sing, it just goes.
And it's oh, for Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and tote them on my back when the Glendy Burke comes down.
At least get that oh, for Louisiana part. Now, old Stephen Foster never made it to the Suwannee River, and he never made it to Louisiana either. But he was good about writing about that stuff. Try that part with us. It says,
and it's oh, for Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town.
this town. I'll take my duds and tote them on my back when the Glendiburg comes down. I'm gonna give you one more chance now. It's take my duds and tote them on my back. Here we go. And it's Opalousiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and tote them on my back when the Glendiburg comes down. Good. Now the Glendiburg has a funny old crew. They sing this boatman's song. They burn the pitch and the pine knot too, and they shore the boat along. Well, the smoke goes up and the engine roars. Wheels go round and round. It's fare thee well, I'll take a little ride when the Glendiburg comes down. There we go now. And it's Opalousiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and tote them on my back when the Glendiburg comes down. Work all day in the wind and storm, work all day in the rain, until I find myself on the levee dock in New Orleans again. Where they make me mow in the hayfield there, tote the bucket and pail. I go back where they work in the sugar and the cane, and they roll the cotton bale. Opalousiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and tote them on my back when the Glendiburg. One more. And it's Opalousiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my duds and tote them on my back when the Glendiburg comes down. That was good singing. Isn't that a great song? The man was undoubtedly a genius. Died penniless, unfortunately. But at least we remember his songs. We're going to do a piece for you by a musician called Blind Willie Johnson. He was a great slide guitar player. This is almost like just a mood piece to set you up for the story I'm going to tell you. It's called Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. Last April 14th was the 84th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic. I've been interested in that story since I was a child, but I never found a way to tell it until I heard the true story about one of the last living survivors. Her name is Eva Hart. She lives in Southampton, England to this day. She's in her late 80s. And this story happened to her when she was 7 years old. Her father brought tickets home for his wife and little Eva to go from Southampton, England to New York City on the maiden voyage of the Titanic. He was very excited. Cost him $6,000. He was going first class. That was a lot of money in 1912, as you can imagine. His wife said, "Henry, I don't know. You know, I have bad feelings about things, and I got a terrible one about this. I just feel like we shouldn't go on this trip. I know we got to get back home, but this doesn't seem like the way." He said, "Now look here. I've spent $6,000 on this trip, and we're going to go. This is the finest thing anybody can do in the world. The maiden voyage of the Titanic. Wait, they say it's unsinkable. It's the biggest, most luxurious ship in the world. The fanciest people in the world are going to be on board. We're going to be rubbing shoulders with the Strausses and the Guggenheims and even John Jacob Astor and his wife, the richest man in the world. Think about it." She knew she couldn't dissuade her husband from going, and so she let it drop. Finally, the day came for them to get on board. They got on board the Titanic, and sure enough, it was huge. 4 city blocks long, 11 stories tall. He said, "Now look at this, honey. You can't possibly be afraid of this now." She said, "Henry, you know, being on board, I feel more afraid about this than I did when you brought the tickets home." He said, "But this is a floating island. It's a palace. They say it's unsinkable." She said, "I don't care. I feel like something is going to happen. And if it does happen, I feel like it's going to happen at night. So I'm going to sit up at night while you and Eva sleep." He said, "Wait a minute. You mean for the week-long trip to New York, you're going to stay up every night while we sleep and not be with us during the day?" She said, I have to, Henry. You know that." He said, "All right, suit yourself." So that's the way it went for the first 3 days. Henry and Eva would walk around the decks of the Titanic during the daytime while their mother would sleep. Now, there were lots of things to do. There were 3 pools. There were 2 bowling alleys. There was a toy camel ride. Lots of fun things to do on the Titanic. But on Saturday night, Eva's mother was sitting up with the lights off in the stateroom. Eva and her dad were asleep. She heard a scratching against the side of the boat. She woke up her husband. She said, "Henry, listen to that. There's something. Listen to that. What is that?" Well, he sat up. He could hear it. It was loud. He said, "I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's not important. If it was something that was trouble, they would turn off the engines and let us know." She said, "I don't care, Henry. That sounds terrible to me. You go up on deck and you find out what's wrong." He said, "I don't want to go up on deck." She said, "Now, you know I'm worried about this. Please." So he got on his heavy overcoat because they were in the North Atlantic Sea. It was cold. He went up on deck, came back in just a few minutes. He said, "It's nothing. It's nothing. The sailor said we're just going through a sheet of pack ice, cutting right through it. That's just the ice scraping against the side of the boat." He said, "This boat is so big, it's cutting right through it." She said, "Well, if there's pack ice, that must mean that there's icebergs around." He said, "Well, I suppose there's icebergs, but this is the most luxurious ship in the world. They have lookouts for things like that. Now, don't wake me up again." He rolled over, went to sleep, and by morning, the sound was gone. But Sunday night, Eva's mother was sitting up. Everything was quiet, and she heard a bump. She felt a bump, too. She later said it felt like a train pulling in the station, not a big bump. She got up. She said, "Henry, we've hit something. I know we've hit something." He woke up. He said, "I don't hear anything. I told you they would stop the engines if there was trouble. Now, please, let me go to sleep, and don't ask me to go on deck again. I was embarrassed last night." He rolled over, and the engine stopped. She said, "Now, please, go up and see what's wrong." Well, he got on his jacket. Just a light jacket, because he was kind of mad. He stormed out the door. He closed the door, but he didn't come back for a long time. About 20 minutes later, he came back, and Eva remembered it so many years later that when he came in the door, he was just pale white. He looked so scared, his knees were shaking. He didn't say a word. He went right to the closet and got his heaviest overcoat and put it on his wife's shoulders. He said, "You're going to be needing this. We need to get up on deck. We all need to get on our life preservers and get on deck." So they all got on their life preservers. They went up on deck. Now, there were 2,200 people on board the Titanic, and by this time, about midnight, everybody was up. Everybody was on deck. The band was playing ragtime tunes at the far end of the deck to keep everybody's spirit up. But the sailors, they were running around saying that women and children needed to get into the lifeboats now. Now, nobody wanted to get in the lifeboats. They were little wooden affairs, and here the Titanic was huge and not sinking quickly, not tilting one way or the other, so a lot of people wouldn't get in. But finally, the sailors came, said, last call, women and children in the lifeboats. Even her mother got in a lifeboat, and they waved goodbye. Eva waved goodbye to her father for the last time as they lowered her over the side. The ocean was completely dark and black. Very little moon was out, but the stars were out, and she said it was so clear and so calm that you could see the stars reflecting in the ocean. Now the sailors who were rowing the lifeboat said that if anything happened and the Titanic actually sank, it would cause a huge suction, pull everybody down. So the lifeboats rowed about 200 yards away in a circle around the Titanic. Now there was only room for 700 people in the lifeboats because this ship was unsinkable, so they didn't have enough lifeboats. Now there were 1,500 people on deck, 700 people in the lifeboats as the Titanic slowly began to tilt into the water. Every porthole was lit. Every light was on. The band was playing louder and louder as the ship slowly began to tilt and people began to move to the back of the ship. At last, about 2 a.m., one of those boilers hit that freezing cold Arctic water and exploded. It made a huge explosion and the entire ship just turned on its end in 1 minute and everybody fell forward. The band, the crew, the deck chairs, the dishes, everything. It was a huge crash and then another boiler hit. And within 1 minute, the entire Titanic was under the water. Eva was sitting in the lifeboat. She said it looked so strange because all the portholes stayed lit, and she could see it sinking down further and further in the ocean, this huge ship. Now there were 1,500 people screaming and yelling in the water. Eva said it sounded like people at a soccer game yelling at the top of their lungs. The people in the lifeboats were afraid to row back in, even though it was their family and friends in the middle. They were afraid to row back in because they knew there was not enough room, and if they rowed their boats in, they would be swamped themselves. So they sat there for 45 minutes until the screaming finally stopped. They sat there in those lifeboats all night long, stunned, hardly saying a word. At last, in the morning, a ship called the Carpathia came and saved them. 700 people lived. Eva Hart said she remembers that night as though it were yesterday. Now, it was the worst sea disaster ever in the history of mankind. 1,500 people died. And they say that there were many songs written about the Titanic. This is one of my favorites from that period. On the 14th day of April, in the year of 1912, the Titanic hit an iceberg. It's a story too sad to tell. God moves. God moves. God moves on the water. Everybody had to run and pray. Oh, when the lifeboats were in the water, the women all looked around. They heard the music playing, oh, they watched the men go down. God moves. God moves. God moves on the water. Everybody had to run and pray. Well, John Jacob Astor was a millionaire. When the Titanic was sinking, well, it made no difference there. God moves. God moves. God moves on the water. Everybody had to run and pray. Now there was room in all the lifeboats, but they would not row back in, afraid they would be swamped themselves. Sat and listened to the cries of the men. God moves. God moves. God moves on the water. Everybody had to run and pray. God moves. God moves. God moves on the water. Everybody had to run and pray. Quite a story, isn't it? True story, of course. I was going to play my drum suit now, but I think I'm going to have to do it tonight. It is just too hot. I think I would, like, cook if I put that thing on right now. the thunderwear, I mean. So I want to show you a song here that you all know, an old tune called Turkey in the Straw. I want to play on the jaw harp. My grandfather was tune deaf, not tone deaf, tune deaf, and he could only sing one song, and it was this one, Turkey in the Straw. So I don't care if he was singing I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas or Oh Susanna or Jingle Bells, everything was Turkey in the Straw to my granddad. He was also the guy that could play the bones and showed me how to do that, which I'll probably show you tonight. So I'm going to play a little matchbox here, and Zeb's going to play the spoons, and we'll do this song with you. Now, your part goes like this. A turkey in the straw. You guys answer back with ha, ha, ha. Turkey in the hay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, a bullfrog danced with his mother-in-law, and he fiddled up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Try it again. We sing Turkey in the Straw. Ha, ha, ha. Turkey in the hay. Hey, hey, hey. Hey. Well, roll them up, twist them up. A high tuck a haw. Hit up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Do your ears hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot? Can you tie them in a bow? Can you throw them over your shoulder like a continental soldier? Do your ears hang low? Turkey in the straw.
Ha, ha, ha.
Turkey in the hay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, roll them up, twist them up, high tuck a haw. Hit up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Well, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm going to Louisiana for my tulip to see. Well, it rained on that the day I left, the weather, it was dry. The sun's so hot, I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry. A turkey in the straw.
Ha, ha, ha.
A turkey in the hay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, roll them up, twist them up, a high tuck a haw. Hit up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. We'll dashing through the fields in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. A bell's about to swing, I'm making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a saying song tonight. A turkey in the straw.
Ha, ha, ha.
A turkey in the hay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, roll them up, twist them up, a high tuck a haw. Hit up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Oh, one more time. A turkey in the straw.
Hey, ha, ha.
A turkey in the hay.
Hey, hey, hey.
Well, a bullfrog danced with his mother-in-law, and he fiddled up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. Okay, looks like we got time for one more. So I'm going to head from here to the record place, wherever that is, and answer any of your questions or anything, sign any of the recordings. Got a bunch of stuff. I got about 8 different things. 4 storytelling records and a jaw harp tape that teaches you how to play the jaw harp on one side and the world's best jaw harp players on the other. And you haven't lived till you've heard 4-part Bavarian jaw harp in harmony. In harmony. And let's see, this recording, this is one that got the Grammy 2 years ago, Grammy nomination. It's called Grandfather's Greatest Hits, and it's with Chet and Doc and Mark O'Connor and Jerry Douglas. It's all the great old mountain songs, and this is, I guess, my favorite of all of them, called John Henry. Thanks for being around here this afternoon, and we'll see you tonight. Looking forward to talking to you and seeing you wherever the record booth is. I'll go there. Oh, John Henry was a little baby boy, sitting on his daddy's knee. Well, he looked all around, saw a little piece of steel, said that steel's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Steel's gonna be the death of me. That boy grew up to be a steel-driving man, strongest ever seen. Oh, swinging 12 pounds from his hips on down, just to hear that old hammer ring, Lord, Lord. You could make that old hammer ring. Let it ring now. John Henry loved Pretty Polly, but the captain wanted her too. So the captain said, John, you're gonna lose your job. My steam drill is faster than you, Lord, Lord. My steam drill is faster than you. Well, John Henry said to the captain, whoa, a man ain't nothing but a man. And before I let that steam drill beat me down, I'll die with that hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. I'll die with that hammer in my hand. Now the sun was hot and burning as the work crew all gathered around. The captain fired up his new steam drill when John Henry brought his hammer down. Hammer sound like this. Steam drill sound like this. John Henry driving on the left. John Henry beat that old steam drill down, but he hammered his fool self to death, Lord, Lord. He hammered his fool self to death. Now they took John Henry to the tunnel. They buried him in the sand. And every time Polly comes a-walking by, she says, there lies my steel driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies my steel driving man. There lies my steel driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies my steel driving man. Thank you, Bob Cogut, Zeb Holt. We'll see you tonight. Thank you.
David Holt with his son Jeb and Bob Cogut. We're going to wrap this up because I was just told our sound man has to leave right away or he's going to be in big trouble. So be sure and go and catch them. They're going to close out the main stage tonight. They'll be down there at the amphitheater. And